G'day and welcome to another episode of the Stag Roar. This is episode 263. It's a little bit of a shorter one. We've got Charles Peters from Kiko and Friends, as well as The Floating Island on YouTube. So be sure to check his show notes out. Kiko and Friends is a beautiful illustrated children's book to learn, draw, and discover New Zealand's North Island. Kiko is a kakapo on a trip around the North Island, but Charles and I dive more into that. And Charles's YouTube channel, The Floating Island, brings his culinary skills to New Zealand and has a few more sort of broader recipes going on there on that YouTube page. So just click down into the show notes, check out Charles's links, Kiko and Friends, get yourself a copy of his book for all the young ones out there. Christmas coming up, of course, is a great time to share with them the great outdoors in the form of a book. Charles's book has plenty of opportunities to interact and learn. So a fantastic Christmas present. And yeah, find yourself Charles' fishing adventures and cooking culinary skills there on his YouTube channel. While you're there in the show notes, the best way to support this podcast is clicking on the links. Of course, we've got Kane's Deer Velvet there. Our body knows how to heal, but if as we age, it sometimes gets harder to keep up and injuries, aches, and pains come knocking. Kane's Deer Velvet is packed full of amazing nutrients that the body uses in maintaining the immune system, bones, joints, circulation, and general well-being. Simply replenish the nutrients, healing happens, and you are left to get on with living your life to the full. Find out more at canesdeervelvet.com. That's that link that you're going to click on. And use the code STAGRAW252 for a 20% introductory discount. Of course, drinkelement.com/STAGRAW is the link that you can click on for your free sample. Just pay for the shipping. Element is an amazing source of electrolytes, sodium, potassium, and magnesium. Fantastic out there in the bush. Exquisite flavors. I'm a big fan of watermelon salt, so too is my daughter Billy. Actually, over the weekend, she's dabbled in the citrus, the orange, and the raspberry as well, and she's decided she quite likes those. So, four-year-old can like it, you can like it too. And, of course, drink Arepa. I had a few of these at the Seeker Show. We had the sparkling and light version for all that were there at the NZDA stand. I think I shared that to a few others. Andrew Kitchener and Will at Adventure Hunting, the crew over there at the Pack Rafts as well. That was fantastic. The world's smartest brain food, 100% natural, caffeine-free. Effects you can feel. Use the code STAGRAW at checkout there, and you will get 20% off as well. So those are all in the show notes, as well as my links to all my Sosh Med, which hopefully you're following, catching the little snippets that we put up and put out. And yeah, without further ado, let's get into episode 263, a short one there with Charles from Kiko and Friends. Enjoy.
Right, Charles, I'll give you that one.
Yep. You want to have a book?
Hey?
You want to have a book?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get the book in there. It's quite noisy. So you're the author, the illustrator, or all of the above?
I'm everything.
Yeah.
I'm the illustrator, self-publisher, whole thing.
Where are you publishing this thing?
Whole New Zealand.
Yeah.
So you can literally buy it anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool book, and the whole thing about it is basically like a resume of what we've done as tourists here.
Yeah.
So it's like a secret thing. It covers all the cool stuff that we've seen as tourists here.
Yeah.
So I came up with the idea, let's do a book that's kind of like covering all the cool corners, and you know, from water to the forest to the mountains, you name it. Put it all in one book and go from there.
And so what type of bird is Kiko?
Kiko is a kakapo.
Kakapo?
He's not a North Island.
I was about to say.
No.
So he's on holiday.
That's why it's just covering the North Island. So he basically came up from the South Island.
I was going to say, he's on a little trip.
Yeah.
And so where have you come from?
I'm from Luxembourg.
little country.
Yeah, most Kiwis say it's a part of Germany, but it's between Germany, France, and Belgium.
Yeah.
So it's like an own country.
And is there hunting there?
Yeah, but like 2,500 hunters, and that's it. So just a handful.
And how do you access hunting in Luxembourg?
It's all private.
Yep.
Yeah, everything is private.
Yeah.
So either or, you go for a lease, and you lease it for 10 years. And then again, you're super restrictive of what you can shoot. Like, you get a few, tickets. You're only allowed to shoot a few deer per year, and that's it. And everything is private. So if you don't know anyone who takes you hunting, it's no hunting.
And what is the basis of the ticket? Is it just any animal, selected animal?
Yeah, super selective.
Yeah.
Times. So you only have specific times of year. You're allowed to shoot specific animals, like a stag. You only have like 1.5 months in a year you can shoot it.
Yep.
And it used to be that you're only allowed to shoot specific stags, like 8-pointer or whatnot or top. And it's in some way it's good, but in another way it's not that good, because it gives you more pressure and you only have a certain time where you can shoot it. So there's a bit more hunting pressure in a way that I only have 1 month to shoot a roebuck, so you have to go out and shoot one, basically.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Germany, they kind of took it all away, and there's just less pressure and even more animals, because they have less pressure and get hunted less.
So who's deciding on what gets shot?
Sorry?
Who's deciding on what gets shot?
State. By statistics.
Yeah.
So you have, like, for example, you have one of the hunting sectors in, let's say, hunting sector A in Luxembourg, and you're supposed to shoot 50 deer per year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't shoot them, they readapt the statistic. But if you shoot more, they also readapt it. So the next year, you might have to shoot more, which depending on, because the blocks are only like 500 hectares, that's it.
And who's owning them? Like you say, it's privately owned.
It's all split up, like farmers, council and whatnot, like depending on who owns that.
Do they have a
forest
syndicate?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And then you pay your fee per year, and that gets split up between all whoever owns the different parts.
Beautiful.
But it's very sketchy, but New Zealand is way better.
you like our system.
Yeah.
So how did you end up in New Zealand?
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
the book
kind of like gives it away, like everything, the nature, fishing, hunting, diving, lifestyle.
Yeah.
And mainly the lifestyle, less stress,
because
you're a bit more relaxed, because you can do more after work. In Europe, you want to go to the beach, you have to drive 8 hours. Oh, you have to drive 5 hours to the cold, like the North Sea.
Yeah.
And it's everything is here, like super close. And I live in Tauranga, so it's like 3 hours, go for ski, 10 minutes, you go for a swim, half an hour, you go for a hunt, and I don't know where else you could do that,
So how did you immigrate? Like, what was your process to end up here?
Do you mean, like, why or how? Like,
maybe both.
You mean the process, like...
Yeah, like...
Oh, you can't...
Saw New Zealand on the map and look.
I mean, I always wanted to come here.
Yeah.
So I've been here once with my wife and did the whole North Island. I was like, there's something cool about this country, and I only seen it in documentaries, movies and whatnot, and we were here for a month, did the whole North Island, came back a second time, did the whole South Island, to be 100% sure. I knew, like, I remember Auckland is not the best example, but I landed in Auckland, we went up straight up to Pahia, so we didn't stay long in Auckland, but I was here maybe for 2-3 hours, and I kind of like knew, ooh, there's something here, because as a European, you do a lot of traveling, so you see a lot of, like, what's going on, and New Zealand gave me, I call it the coup de cœur, when you can feel it, like, this is the one.
Yeah.
So I had to convince my wife, and I worked out, and then, we came over and working holiday visa, and slowly got into the system, and
Tick the things off the list. Yeah. So what does our country think of publishers and artists?
Come again?
As a profession, how did you sort of get into that avenue?
As a kid, I always had this amazing, it's about a hare, it's like a German children's book, and the hare travels the world, and he kind of like takes you as a kid on the journey, and you just see different countries, and like just a little tiny book.
Yeah.
And you can write letters and leave notes in the book, and kind of like the whole idea about the book is, why I'm doing it is, I wanted to give the kids that back, what I had as a kid.
Yeah.
So I've done a few books in Europe, this one is my first one in New Zealand, but the whole idea is just give the kids something back that I had as a kid.
Yeah.
So that's the whole,
vision about it. So how did the hunting come with being in New Zealand, or something you're passionate about at home?
Always. Just got, it got way better here.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, overall, you have better land to hunt in, bigger. Yeah. You don't see a city and a town, like literally you see nothing for quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, if you're out there.
And you're connected with the NZDA or?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Remember.
Yeah. So how did that work out for you? How did they come on your radar?
I think that's part of it.
So you searched hunting in New Zealand and it came up?
Yeah, I did at the beginning, but I think I've kind of seen some signs in Tauranga. I was like, oh, okay, NZTA, and then I figured, okay, this must be the main hunting group of New Zealand, and we got the same in Luxembourg.
Uh-huh.
So I figured, like, you have to be part of it because you're going to get straight into business, or how you should say it.
Yeah.
You know, you get the right contacts, and that's how I met quite a few people from NZTA.
Yeah.
Took me onto hunting trips, and I'm telling you, I don't think I would have gotten there without being in the club, 100%.
Yeah. And you've shot one of the rarest species of New Zealand, a sambar.
Oh, yeah. Shot a few. Quite a funny animal. Bloody hard to hunt.
Oh, right. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard some really strange stories about them. I have never witnessed them diving or going into water or going onto the ground and
scurrying
getting
along
away.
In their stomachs.
Yeah. I've heard those stories. I've never witnessed it, but, yeah. I think top five most elusive animals in the world to hunt.
Yeah.
First time hunt, that took me 2 minutes.
So we've got it over there, the rooster sambar and whitetail, and there's plenty of stories of, like, I think the rooster stag that I just released last week was something like they played there's rumours of them playing Ring a Ring a Rosie with the stag in the dairy shed, but the sort of account of it is that the rooster was standing in the middle of the cows and they rang up old mate, oh, there's a good rooster in the cows, and he came along and he had to wait for the cows to go away before he could shoot it.
Funny.
But yeah, then there's another story that
I've never seen one. That's still on my list.
Oh, the rooster.
Yeah.
Yeah, rumour has it there's a few into Rotorua again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And a bit more East Cape.
Yeah.
I think just on the east side, I think below Potiki, kind of like the area-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a hard one. I don't know how big the herd, like if there's even a herd or if they split up. I don't know how difficult it is to find them. And if I see them, if I were like, oh, that's a rooster, like, well, what is it? Because I've heard that about people shooting it, and they're like, what is it? Like,
Well, and that was the same thing with the rooster and even the sambar stags. It wasn't that appreciation that it was a trophy. You know, everyone's so used to a red deer, you know, 12 points, and this thing's got 6. Then you go, oh, that's a rubbish head.
Yeah. That's one thing I learned when I moved to New Zealand. I mean, trophy hunting is one side of the thing, but I'm more into meat hunting or whatever, just the experience.
Yeah.
So otherwise, I don't know, if you always want to go for a big trophy, it's a hard mission.
Yeah.
Especially in public land, and, you know.
And how does nature sort of fit into Luxembourg? Is there national parks and things, or just too small of a country, or like...
Nah, it's too small. It's just too small. Literally, like, if you drive from north to south, the whole country, probably 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
East to west, 45 minutes. Gives you an idea of how small it is.
Yeah. And so to go to nature, what would you do?
Oh, I mean, there's nature everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Forests. Like, basically, there's a lot of forests. Like, there's no barren land.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are farmlands and so on, but it's not comparable to New Zealand where you see, like, miles and miles and miles.
Yeah.
Maybe here in Luxembourg, you got, like, 5K, next forest, 5K, next forest, you know. But, it is different.
And as a public, can you access the forest to walk?
Yeah, like, you can go anywhere. Yeah. Like, everything, even if you're not allowed to hunt there, everything is still public.
Oh, wow.
You can walk there and do your hiking and mountain biking and whatnot.
Yeah.
But you can't hunt there.
Yeah.
You know. So it's a very, very tense, or whatever you, what do you say? Like, it's a very close circle.
Mm-hmm.
So to get in there, it takes you a bit. Either or someone takes you with, or you have to go as a beater to driven hunts.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you kind of like get the first step, you do a bit of the hard work, and then after maybe a few years, they're like, oh, you got a gun license. Yeah, and then you get invited. So then slowly you get into driven hunts, and once you've done the driven hunts, you get into contact with people. Oh, you want to come shoot a roebuck? And then, you know, that's basically same like here in New Zealand, but it is very, very small since there's only 2,000 hunters, you know.
And are you stalking or are you in stands?
No, we mainly go to high stands.
Yeah.
Like a high seat or like a bit like a medieval tower. We don't stalk because it's too small. And we say when you stalk your property or your forest empty.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Yeah. Drive them out.
So we don't do that. Yeah. I've never done it. Like, oh, a little bit, but I would say maybe 5% of my hunting in Luxembourg was stalking.
Yeah.
And the success was not even 50%. Yeah, it's all, everything is in high seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so have you found stalking?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's bloody good.
Love it.
Because you have more options. Like, you see a deer, let's say, a K away, yeah, and you got so many options to kind of get to it.
Yeah.
Like, stalking, I think, is quite easy here. I mean, that's my experience. I don't know if I'm lucky or, like, I got the mojo.
You got the, but got the mojo for some sander. Oh, no. Very good, Charles. So, instead, you can buy it all over the country, your book. Are you online?
Yeah, back to the book.
Back to a hook in your wares.
Yeah, quick recover. So it covers the North Island.
Yeah.
It's Kiko the Kakapo, and he shows the kids what to do in the North Island. So basically, it's 60 pages, and half of it is to draw, and every page got a different rating.
Yeah.
So depending on how good you are into drawing, you can do a super hard one or a super simple one.
Yeah.
And you even have two recipes in it, so the parents can do something with the book. And it covers all the cool stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Three Kings, lots of diving spots, fishing spots, even the Kamanawas, even Sika.
Yeah.
Sika in the book, Samba deer, Feta deer, everything in the North, like basically all the deer of the North Island.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, it's just overall full package.
Thank you so much. It's a great perspective on our country, and it's cool you put it in a book, and I've got two daughters, so you'll have to give myself a couple of copies. Online or in shops?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Find it out. Kiko and Friends. I'll have a little mention in some show notes, so people will be able to direct link to it.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Charles.
Cool.